I put the notebook away and stood up, but Fort Hill remained in the doorway, his expression direct. "Tell me," Fort Hill said. He squinted at his glasses, making sure they were clean. "Do you believe that you'll be able to protect the girl?" "I think so," I said quietly. I didn't have many friends on the council, but the ones I did have were on the senior council. It's an executive body, especially in wartime. They'd support me. It wouldn't clear the kid completely, but at least she could be placed on a kind of zero-tolerance probation rather than executed. Fort Hill watched me with patient, bright blue eyes. "You sound familiar with this situation." I smiled a little, intimately. "I begin to see," he said. "Tell me," I said, "do you really believe what you told Charity about me? That God arranged for me to be there for Molly?" He regarded me as he replaced his spectacles, bright blue eyes steady. "I do. I know that you don't much hold with religion, Dresden, but I've come to know you over the years. I think you're a decent man, and that God knows his own."
"Meaning what?" I asked.
He smiled and shook his head. "Meaning, mostly, that I have faith that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. I meant what I said about you." I snorted gently and shook my head. "Harry Dresden, I'm on a mission from God. Seems an awfully unlikely coincidence, does it not? That the one person Michael knows on the council should be the one in the position to best help his daughter just when he was called away." I shrugged. "Coincidences happen," I said, "and I don't think God's got me warming up in the bullpen to be one of his champions."
"Perhaps not," Fort Hill said, "but I think that you are being prepared, nonetheless."
"Prepared?" I asked. "For what? By whom?"
Fort Hill shook his head. "It's an old man's hunch, that's all. That the things you're facing now are there to prepare you for something greater, something more."
"God," I said, "I hope not. I've got problems enough without working up to bigger ones."
He chuckled and nodded. "Perhaps you're right."
I frowned over a thought. "Padre, tell me something. Why in the world would the Almighty send Michael off on a mission just when his family most needed him to protect them?"
Fort Hill arched an eyebrow.
"My son," he said, "God knows all things at all times. By his very nature, his omniscience enables him to know what has happened, is happening, and will happen. Though we might not be able to see his reasons or to agree with them from our perspectives, they are yet there."
"So what you're saying is that the Almighty knows best, and we just have to trust him."
Fort Hill blinked.
"Well, yes."
"Is there any reason that the Almighty couldn't do something blatantly obvious?"
Poor Fort Hill. He'd been preparing himself for years for a theological duel with the shadowy wizard Dresden, and when the moment came, I wasn't even giving him a real fight.
"Well, no. What do you mean?"
"Like maybe the Almighty didn't send Michael away right when he was needed to protect his daughter. Maybe he sent Michael away because that's exactly what he wanted him to do."
I let out a short laugh. "If I'm wrong, it would be one hell of a coincidence."
I frowned for a moment, then said, "Do me a favor. Go get Molly for me. Council procedure says that I can't leave her alone. I've got to keep her with me until it's done."
He rose and nodded, agreeable, if still slightly baffled.
"Very well. And I need to know something, Father. Do you know where Michael is right now?"
Fort Hill shook his head.
"Could you get word to him?" I asked. "I mean, if you really had to?"
He tilted his head, frowning, and asked,
"Why?"
"Because I've had an idea," I said. "Can you get in touch with him?"
Fort Hill smiled.